While we hear a lot about school shootings, they're incredibly rare. What's more common is the slow drip of gun violence in many neighborhoods. And sometimes, it's just outside school doors. Reporting for Guns in America, Alana Wise has this story from Washington, D.C.
In the daylight hours of a recent Wednesday afternoon, a 33-year-old man was shot and killed in southeast Washington. The incident occurred just a short walk from where children at Savoy Elementary School were in their afternoon classes. Savoy is one of dozens of Washington-area grade schools that has experienced a shooting near their property during learning hours. So is Eagle Academy Public Charter School in southeast Washington.
The kids are terrified, and you hear them say, "The gunman coming to get me."
That was Royston Little, principal at Eagle Academy. At least 84 schools in D.C. experienced one or more gunshot incidents within 1,000 feet of their campus during the 2016-2017 academic school year. That's according to data analyzed from the ShotSpotter Gunshot Detection Service. Eagle Academy, where Little is principal, is one of several schools found to have had at least 10 shootings during typical school hours.
It's scary. It's scary when you go outside and do carpool, picking the students out of the car and putting them back in at the end of the day. Staff will not say that they're scared. I know they're scared because I'm worried. You never know when something might happen.
Deadly gun violence has visited Eagle Academy before. A few years ago, a student's father was gunned down just outside school gates where the child was inside learning. When these incidents occur, school faculty are notified either by staff or D.C. police and will shelter in place or go into a full lockdown, which effectively shuts off the school to the outside world until the situation is contained. These lockdowns can be traumatizing for students, especially the younger ones. Research has shown that routine exposure to violence has an adverse effect on students' ability to learn, and lockdowns amid neighborhood violence can be anxiety-inducing for both students and staff. Here's Little again.
And so when you have students that act out, it's because they're hurting inside, and it's up to effective schools to provide those resources for these students.
African-American children who grow up in poverty are at a particular risk. These children are significantly more likely to experience the type of traumatic life events that lead to poorer test scores, lower reading levels, and less proficient math skills, according to Lisa Jaycox, a clinical psychologist at the RAND Corporation think tank.
These kinds of symptoms really manifest themselves a lot in the classroom. The difficulty concentrating makes it hard for kids to learn. The kind of recurrent thinking about their loss or their trauma makes it hard to learn. Sometimes the kids really have trouble even getting to school.
At Ketchum Elementary School, Principal Maisha Riddlesberger said frequent lockdowns because of outside violence have become an almost normal part of students' routines.
Honestly, now it's to a point that there were so many, like last school year and the beginning of this school year, that students are almost desensitized to it. So they're like, oh, we're in another lockdown, they may be shooting.
To combat the negative impact of routine distress, some schools are taking a, quote, trauma-informed method to their teaching. Staff are trained to better understand how to help students cope with stress and minimize its impact on their academic performance.
We're trying to disrupt the cycle of student misbehavior that's caused by trauma.
D.C. Police Assistant Chief Robert Conti blames illegal guns for the problem of shootings near schools. And he says that while this sort of violence in the vicinity of schools is a problem, these events are treated like any other shooting under their purview.
When you talk about shootings that take place near our schools, I think that that's really a game changer because you're talking about children, obviously. I mean, if it's my child that's attending the school, I mean, that I would hope that, you know, that that's something that shocks the conscience of people.
In the course of reporting this story, several schools experienced shooting incidents. For the second time in 2 weeks, a bullet hit Henley Elementary School in southeast Washington, sending the school into lockdown. For Guns and America, I'm Alana Wise.